mentioned that it's this is government investigations. I guess we're here to provide a little bit of the counterculture view. I believe I'm the only academic in the room, so and this is just like one of my classrooms because everyone's in the back row and trying to hide or pretending that you're taking notes on your computer while going on the Facebook and things like that. And Kent has been in a very unique position. I had said before, I'm kind of Jimmy Kimmel here, and here's our guest that made you all tune in. Kent's experience is different, I suspect, than everyone else's here, given that he was put on trial. And one little small correction in the brochure was it says that he was, I believe he was indicted by the SEC. We all know the SEC does not have criminal authority. That would only be the Department of Justice. But you know from what we've been talking about how there's a very close working relationship between the civil regulators and the criminal authorities, and that has to be a risk in everyone's mind. If you hear about an investigation, you have to think that it might go criminal. Will it? You'll have to see, but it might. So as we launch in, we've talked a lot about internal investigations.
Yeah, let's kind of have some base, set the base. So really, I've done a lot of internal investigations as well. So when I was listening to the panel on the in-house counsel doing that, I was relating to some things that I had done as well, doing internal investigation. The whole thing, when you step back, is really a creation of the application of respondeat superior law to criminal law, which basically in the federal interpretation says that if an employee of a corporation does a crime, then the corporation's done a crime.